The world isn't lost. It doesn't need saving.
Ah, now why do people perceive that it is lost? Well, that's the information overload.
Well, that's why they have doctors in case they get sick.
So
they create the doctors in case they get sick. Not because if they were sick, they wouldn't have the ability to create the doctors. You see, how many polio doctors are there? How many polio specialists are they putting out today? Not so many. Well, so should we bring polio back so that we can save ourselves from polio? Well, no, polio is all but what you call eradicated. Well, the same thing is true with these cares or problems that you human creators use as your excuse to disconnect from you, not from the world, from you. Okay, so the first part is take yourself off the heat. It's not your job. You didn't break it. It's not broken. You don't have to fix it. Don't give it 1 minute's thought. Let it be. Let it be. To be or not to be. See, this started back with Shakespearean and the fatalist movement in its beginning. It's over, and so we might as well not worry about it. And if it's half bad as what they say it is, you won't live to figure it out. So it's okay. Let it be. Oh, wait, that's John Lennon. Wait a minute. How did he come along? Okay, let it be. It is. And the only reason it is because that's what your lying eyes tell you that it is. Now, we're not being cheeky, meaning we're not being forward saying that that's incorrect. What we're saying is what you give your undivided attention to will come manifested in your reality without fail or exception every single time, always. Give it your undivided attention. And if something gets crossways, don't worry. It'll get bigger. It'll get bigger to where you will be forced to give it your undivided attention, and then you'll deal with it. But there's no reason in worrying about worrying. There's people who worry about worrying. I'm so worried that I'm going to have something that I have to worry about. I'm going to fuss about something. I'm going to fuss about something till it becomes a problem. So then I can say, see, I told you there was a lump. See, I told you there was something, some hematoma racing around my brain, some aneurysm waiting to bust or squirt or pop or shoot or whatever. Well, if you chase that process, I told you we couldn't go on like this. I told you this wouldn't last. I told you the days are only going to get worse than, not better than. Well, then that becomes your transubstantiation proof of this Messiah factor that you're waiting on to straighten everything out. Well, if you come to the place that you are indeed a human creator, God, oh, that's extreme, but we can say that very easily because what everybody thinks God is not. So you're working on a false premise. Oh, wait, that's a timely statement. You also created time, and that's not serving you very well either. So now if you quit worrying about the time and you quit worrying about the other process, then you start enjoying the bliss and the desires of the creation, the deliciousness that is this thing called life. If you spend all your time appreciating and loving and this Thanksgiving, let's call it an appreciation celebration. Don't worry about giving thanks. I don't have any thanks to give. I gave at the office. I can't give no more. I'm out. I'm not giving no more. I'm done. Well, great. Then activate appreciation. Start being thankful for every aspect that is your world and your life. Every aspect. Well, I so appreciate that my mate doesn't please me. What? My mate doesn't please me, doesn't satisfy me at all, doesn't get me, doesn't understand me. So appreciate them. Appreciate them.
Well, you're saying appreciate the fact that they don't get you.
Yeah. Appreciate that aspect. And guess what will happen?
They will switch on you.
They will. And what's better than that is you'll take your power. You'll take your power. You know, I must be a marvelous creator if I could live with you. Do you see? Because then all of a sudden, you catch the glint in their eye. Once you come into that place, then all of a sudden it becomes a way different conversation. Because it's not about the sky is falling, and the sky may be falling, but it doesn't have to fall on you. The earthquake may be blowing, the wave may be coming, the polar caps may be rushing in your South Florida home, and the ice is going to pile up so that it'll wash the sand away. You see, pick something, but it doesn't have to be your experience.
And that's true. It will not be your experience.
Well, that's right, but you got to get to that place where you can ease off it a little bit.
Yeah, you just change the rules. The rules have to be changed.
You can't keep pushing the accelerator. You can't keep pushing the accelerator and mad because you won't slow down.
Yeah, and the rules in your mind, you can't change the rules, but you can add to them?
Yes.
You can add to the rules.
Broader dynamic. It's called abundance. I'm an abundant thinker. I can think many things at once.
So the one
I can multitask. I can think about my day, my life, my world, and complete a task, and go to the bathroom, and eat food, and type. Oh yes, Lord, we have to be able to type. We have to enjoy that tweeting while we're eating. Very tweeting while we're eating.
So with a yes,
so
no.
Now you can. So now with your chip body and your nanotechnology, specifically to her question is, then you should be sitting at your appreciation table tomorrow for your holiday, and then you could, with your PDA, ask the person next to you to pass the mashed potatoes. So no conversation has to take on, and yet you can continue typing. Well, is that a problem? Well, it's only a problem if the power source goes down or the EMP knocks out that chip body that now you can't live without. So then you get to appreciate that chip body to resuscitate it. Everybody wants a resurrection, but nobody's willing to die.
Mm-hmm.
In order to have a resurrection, somebody's got to be stone cold dead for that to happen. So the first part of that question is that. Ease off. It's okay. It's not a problem. It's okay. You're fine. The world is going to be fine. It already is fine. It non-physical says your wish is my command, and if you want some more issues and problems, here they are.
Because there's an ecology. There's always a balancing going on in the larger whatever, where something squirts out. If you think it's not being handled, it'll squirt out somewhere else.
Sure. Take the rainforest. Cut them everyone down. Chop them down. Every one of them. Set them on fire. Burn them all. Don't worry. There'll be another one come along. Don't worry. See, that's all the thing. It's reducing. It's getting less. There's soon going to be no. There's not going to be a tree in Brooklyn. There's several trees in Brooklyn now, remember?
Yes, that was an old book 50 years ago.
Well, that's right. There was not one. Dogs couldn't urinate anywhere in the world because in Brooklyn because there was no tree. Well, now it's a pretty green space.